With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson says there will be some innovations in the latest Ukraine aid bill. Bob Agnew reports.
One such innovation would be the Repo for Ukrainians Act. It would allow the president to take Russian assets frozen in the U.S. and give them to Ukraine to fund their war effort. Another idea designed to win over fiscal conservatives is to structure the next wave of aid as a loan. Johnson promises swift action on an aid bill when lawmakers return from their Easter recess next week. Bob Agnew reporting.
Millions of recalled Hyundai and Kia vehicles with a dangerous defect remain on the road. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In September, Hyundai and Kia issued a recall of 3.4 million of its vehicles with an ominous warning. They should be parked outdoors away from buildings because they risked catching fire, whether the engines were on or off. 6 months later, most remain on the road unrepaired. Hyundai and Kia acknowledge little hope of fixing most of the affected vehicles until June or later because of a parts issue. I'm Julie Walker.
The Florida Supreme Court has upheld the state's ban on most abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Monday's ruling means a subsequently passed six-week ban can soon take effect. The court ruled that the 15-week ban signed by DeSantis in 2022 can take effect. The ban has been enforced while it was being challenged in court, but the court also ruled that the state's voters can decide whether to put abortion into the state constitution in the upcoming election. In another ruling, the Florida court said voters could also decide whether to legalize the recreational use of marijuana. Mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow down by 240 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 17. This is SRN News. Another transgender lawsuit's been filed.
A junior high school student in Wisconsin who is male is suing the Elkhorn Area School District for refusing to allow him to use the girls' bathroom. He claims he is entitled to enter the female restrooms under Title IX, the landmark legislation barring sex discrimination. This argument is being used by transgender people in courts all across the country, and experts say the Supreme Court will eventually have to settle the matter. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A women's roller derby league in suburban New York City is suing Nassau County over an order meant to prevent female sports leagues and teams, which include males, from using county-run parks and fields. Bills that bar men from competing against women in sports have already passed in some 24 states. The largest school district in Manhattan is among localities also weighing a ban following a school board vote last month. This is SRN News. A stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Chunks of asphalt from Highway 1 tumbled into the Pacific Ocean in a section north of Big Sur and about 17 miles south of Monterey near Rocky Creek Bridge. Engineers had to close the highway temporarily to assess the damage, and the San Francisco Chronicle reports that some stranded motorists slept in their cars overnight or sheltered at the Big Sur Lodge. Caltrans is advising drivers to avoid the area over the coming days as crews shore up the highway. The scenic road has seen frequent closures due to collapses, mud flows, and rock slides during severe weather. I'm Jennifer King.
The slow-moving storm brought wet weather to most of the Easter worshippers across California on Sunday and dumped copious amounts of snow Saturday at Sierra Nevada ski resorts around Lake Tahoe. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.